Hello, this is Andre Roche. I'm here on behalf of the Latino Oral History Project at the University of Louisville. I'm joined by my cohort, Olivia Campbell, and today we have the honor of interviewing our honored guest, Rimpal Patel. So first, we want to say thank you, Rimpal, for coming and giving us a piece of your story.
You're welcome.
Sure. Okay. So let's go ahead and begin. We're just going to start off with some basics and background questions, if that's okay with you, just to get a little idea of how you grew up and your home country.
Sure.
So first, can you just tell me where you were born and I guess where you were raised?
Well, I was born in Panama City, Panama, and I was raised in Panama City.
Of course, yeah. So where are you, or I should say your family, originally from?
Well, my parents are from India. Like, my whole family is from Gujarat, a state in West India. Mm-hmm. My grandfather first came to Panama when he was 20, and after my dad came to Panama when he was 10. My dad practically grew up and studied in Panama. My mom came to the country after she got married. However, I must say the first person from my family to go to Panama was my grandfather's father-in-law.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Okay. Okay. Could you describe for us a little bit of what growing up in Panama was like?
What? Panama City is a very unusual place to grow up. Panama is a very unique place for sure. I say it is a unique country because we have so much diversity. We have people from all around the country. You can see people from China, India, Colombia, Venezuela, even United States, Russia, the Caribbean, and from all around Latin America. Therefore, there is no specific racial description of a Panamanian. Hmm. Most Panamanians are like a mixture of black, like Indian ancestry, Indian and Spanish mm-hmm. heritage. Wow. Plus, all of the people from the different nationalities has influenced the Panamanian culture, like, in many ways. For example, we still used to have like Chinese food for breakfast. Mm-hmm. We have arepas, like, from Colombia and mm-hmm. Venezuela. Sure. And we have our own food too, such as bifa and sancocho.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So, would it be safe to say you lived in the urban or more of the rural area in Panama?
I lived my whole life in Panama City. Like, okay. Living in the city is like living in traffic. We have traffic the whole day. Normally, going to school will take me 5 minutes. However, with traffic, it will take me between 12 to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a huge gap. Mm-hmm. My schedule was pretty flexible. Like all children in Panama, I went to school from 8 o'clock in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I went to bilingual school, so we learned most of our subjects in English, with the exception of Spanish, of course, and Panamanian history.
Oh, wow.
Going to a bilingual school did influence my English and the idea that I wanted to go to a foreign country and reinforce like my language. Mm-hmm. School in Panama is different from school in the United States. I haven't had any experience related to high school here. Mm-hmm. However, like, Hollywood has given me some insight, I must say.
Sure.
I don't know what to say, what they show is really real. Mm-hmm. However, I must say it's different in a way of learning and the environment itself. With this, I mean, in Panama, every education institution, be it high school, middle school, or college, mm-hmm. we have a really like collective way of learning. We constantly do study works and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. While here in the United States, I've seen a very individualistic approach. People do everything by themselves.
Wow, that's actually really interesting. So, in Panama, at least culturally, have you noticed anything unique about your people or?
Yeah, I mean, Panamanians are very patriotic. We love mm-hmm. our country so much, and we defend it too, especially if a foreigner says something bad about our country. Even though what the president is saying mm-hmm. is right.
Sure.
I mean, we sure defend it. Patriotism in Panama can also be reflected during patriotic holidays. So in Panama, we have a lot of holidays in November. Mm. Like, half of our days in November are celebrated with something related to our nation, especially the first 2 weeks.
Sure.
For example, the 3rd of November, we celebrate the separation of Panama and Colombia. The 4th, we celebrate the day of the flag, the national anthem, and many more holidays in November. Mm. And during these days, all schools march with music, cheerleaders, mm-hmm. and show the love for the country. It's a great month. I myself was a cheerleader in my senior year. It was a great experience.
Wow, how cool is that? Okay, cool. So going back to more of, I suppose, growing up in Panama, for you personally, can you tell us a little bit about where you grew up and you know, the neighborhood you lived in, how, you know, what was it like?
Okay, my neighborhood was great. It was pretty much full of older people.
Sure.
People who have retired or people with older sons or daughters. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I had few friends in my neighborhood. Nevertheless, I was close with my neighbors. We celebrated Christmas, New Year's, Halloween together. They had a great influence in my bicultural life, especially in food. For example, eating patacones, which is flat plantains, at least once a week, and also the idea of watching telenovelas, which is like daily soap while eating.
Oh, okay.
We cannot digest our food without it.
Sure. I actually had the chance to try patacones. They're very good.
I love it.
All right. So, continuing on with the theme, what language do you speak at home, and do you speak any other languages?
So at home, I speak Gujarati because of my mom. My mom always wanted me and my sister to embrace not only the Latin American culture, but as well as the Indian culture. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I talk to my dad and my sister in Spanish, so I basically speak both languages at home.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I do speak other languages. I speak English, Hindi, and basic French.
Okay.
I learned English at school. As I said before, I went to a bilingual school.
Right.
I learned Hindi through Bollywood movies and Indian dramas. I was pretty interested in them thanks to my grandfather and my grandmother. Like during vacation when I went to their houses or their home, they practically had these movies and daily soap playing constantly on TV, so it was easy to catch up the language.
Sure.
And French, well, at school they had French as an extracurricular language, and I took it for 12 years.
Right.
However, I did not learn a lot of French.
Sure. Okay. So, do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have an older sister. She's 25. She did her undergrad in business administration at Towson University and her master's at Florida International University.
Oh.
Currently, she's working as a senior accountant at the sub-headquarters of Grainger's in Panama. Like, Grainger's is an industrial company, like it's international, it's from the U.S. and it's based in Panama.
Right.
That offers like different industrial equipment, maintenance supplies and tools and et cetera.
That's good. Okay. So do you or your family participate in any organized religion, and how important would you say it is in your family and why?
Okay, so in the present, I'm engaged in Hinduism because of my family. However, I do not actively participate in it because I do not go to the temple usually. Mm-hmm. I do pray once a day because that makes my mom happy, so I do it. I mean, anything that makes her happy, so yeah. And religion is for sure important for my family, as I say, for my mom. Mm-hmm. She's the most faithful person in my whole family. She fasts, she does go to the temple once a week. And my dad is like so against fasting because he's like, why you guys want to fast for if God gave us food? Just eat it. I mean, you don't need to like die of hunger just for the sake of religion.
Sure.
So he's kind of cool. I love him.
And earlier you were saying that you celebrate Christmas. I don't know if you meant you specifically or just like people in Panama.
Everybody in Panama celebrates Christmas. Okay. Coming from an Indian background, we do also celebrate Christmas. Like, since small, I lived in a family-based community. So everybody had like Christmas Day, and I remember like all of the neighbors get together and they bring food, and we just eat together that day. It's pretty much amazing. So, and after a while, we just do like fireworks and stuff.
It's more of like a secular holiday though, than like a Christian holiday for you guys.
So. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That makes sense.
That's really interesting. Sure. Okay. So, how did you culturally and racially identify growing up? Just because you've mentioned so much that kind of divide between you being Hispanic as well as Indian at home and outside. So, could you elaborate a little bit on that?
This is like a really pretty hard question for me.
Yeah.
Culturally, I identify myself as a Latina. Mm-hmm. I was born in Panama and I grew up practically there. Mm-hmm. I went to India when I was 4 months old and I don't remember anything about it. I mean,
sure.
I just remember like my passport says that I went to India. So yeah, I went to India and I never went to India back. So.
Mm-hmm.
If I get the chance again to go to India, yeah, I will.
Okay.
Nevertheless, I do identify as an Asian Indian, partially. Mm-hmm. But this does not mean that the Indian culture has not influenced me. It does have. Therefore, My answer for this question is complicated. I mean, I identify myself as both Indian Latina. I have adapted the best of both worlds, I must say. Such as being loud as a Latina, I'm shouting every day, and but at the same time being shy as an Indian girl, especially when I meet new people and stuff, I'm reserved. But when I get to know them, I'm like, I don't stop talking.
Fair enough. Okay. So what high school did you go to, I assume, while in Panama?
Oh, I went to the Lincoln Academy in Panama, which was a small bilingual school in the city. The school had approximately 300 to 250 students when I was there, so it was pretty much small. My school was located in the city, and like I said, it was bilingual. They taught everything in English. My professor was bilingual too. However, I think professors in the U.S., are way better than in Panama because they teach better and they also have like a vast knowledge of the subjects they are teaching. Plus, my school was private in Panama because like it's not the schools in the U.S. Like in U.S., public schools are good. In Panama, public schools are not that great. I mean, they miss a lot of classes because of strikes and stuff. Like they like professor goes to strike in order to get more payment, or student get to strike because they don't like something done by the government. So going to school, garment school in Panama, it's hard. Because sometimes teachers don't go to school, to classes, and you waste a lot of time. So people usually, like if people have a little bit of resources, they go to private school. And I went to one, which was bilingual.
Wow. Okay. Excuse me. So, okay, so while you're in high school, did you, you know, have any important accomplishments you'd like to mention or anything that you noticed that was interesting?
Yes, I received several honorary diplomas and medals in high school. I was the valedictorian of my class and also the highest GPA of my high school. In addition, I have I gave the valedictorian speech during my graduation ceremony, and this moment was the most memorable moment in my life. I saw a huge smile on my face, on the face of my parents, and I saw how proud my dad felt about me. I loved the way he bragged about me to everybody. Like, coming from an Indian background as well as a Latin American background, I can say that both Indians and Latin American parents never congratulate their children. Like, they never tell us, like, oh my God, son, or oh my God, daughter, you did great in this and this. Like, they never do that. The way American parents do. Like, American parents are so encouraging and stuff. Our parents are like, no, you can do better. Every time, even if you do better, they're like, you can do better.
Sure, sure.
Like, I don't know what they want, but I can say that that was the first time ever I saw how proud my parents felt about me. Like, for the first time, I saw my dad bragging everybody, like, yeah, my daughter is a valedictorian. And this felt amazing. Yeah. I mean, I must say it was the best day of my life.
Sure.
In addition of being a valedictorian, I have the highest GPA in high school, as I said. And I also have medals and certificates in humanities. And I have also received the Medalla al Mérito Guillermo Andreve, which is given by the government to students with the highest educational merit in Panama.
Wow. You should be very proud of yourself. That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay, so after high school, what was your next step, and how did you become a part of a program which brought you here to the U.S.?
So the program that brought me here was Quality Leadership University Study Abroad Program.
Oh, okay.
My older sister was already enrolled with them, so I knew about it before I entered. Nevertheless, I went to a fair where QLU, like Quality Leadership University, was present. And I asked questions and learned more about it. QLU has many universities you can select to study abroad, such as University of Louisville, Florida International University. They have Illinois State University, as well as Towson University, and other universities outside the U.S., such as Universidad de Chile and Universidad Politécnica de Madrid, and a lot more. However, QLU is most recognized as the University of Louisville.
Right.
Anywhere in Panama, if you say QLU, few people will know, like, what's that? And where it is located. But if you say University of Louisville, then many will recognize it, especially taxi people. So in Panama, you say to a taxi person, like, take me to Quality Leadership University, they will be totally lost. They don't even know what's that. If you say, like, University of Louisville, they're like, oh, yeah, I know where it's at, Bella Vista, Calle 50, and stuff. So it's great.
Sure, sure.
Now the equation was deciding for university within QLU. So I was confused whether to choose UofL of Florida International University.
Mm-hmm.
Both offers nursing, what I wanted to study.
Mm-hmm.
So I investigated, and I like a UFO better, so go Cards!
Yeah. Well, we're happy you came here. So, tell us a little bit more about QLU, and more specifically your coursework. How does it compare to what you're studying now here?
Okay, QLU is so different from UFO. First of all, QLU is small, and the amount of students is like small too.
Mm-hmm.
QLU is considered a private university in Panama because it's not government, as I said. If
sure.
So anything government in Panama related to educational institution, it's bad.
Right.
I mean, you will never graduate.
Sure.
On the other hand, UFL is a public and it's bigger, like way more bigger than mm-hmm. QLU here. However, there are some similarities too. For example, the professor teaching English, the
mm-hmm.
subjects are quite similar too. The coursework is similar too. Professor teaches the same things or covers the same subjects as they do here.
Mm.
In fact, if you resemble like a syllabus from UFL will
mm-hmm.
really resemble to a syllabus in QLU.
Oh,
they
wow.
teach the same stuff.
Huh.
Just that this university is way bigger and they have more like resources
sure.
and stuff like that. Like
mm-hmm.
they have a library and QLU doesn't have one. Like we have a library, but the library is actually the size of this classroom.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, after you'd already, done your study abroad preparations, how did you feel about before you were coming here? How did you prepare?
So I guess, like any student, I felt a roller coaster of emotions.
Sure.
I was scared, worried, but at the same time, excited. I have visited the United States before. I came here, however, I'd never been in Kentucky. Therefore, I was scared and worried because I don't know anyone here. I was thinking about how would I manage everything here, such as groceries, books, supplies, and other things.
Mm-hmm.
I was excited because I never lived alone before. This was the first time living alone, plus with my friends, which is pretty much exciting. So currently, my roommates are my friends who I met in QLU in Panama.
Oh, okay.
So pretty preparing myself. Before coming here, I investigated how the college looked like.
Mm-hmm.
I investigated some slangs y'all use in order to follow up. And I to like follow up what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
The English I know is a very technical one,
mm-hmm.
the one used for reading and writing.
Sure.
The vocabulary itself is technical, while the language used by students here is more a mixture of slang, technicality, and daily used words that reflects the American youth culture.
Huh.
I remember, like, I learned a lot of words like expanded by vocabulary, like this type of vocabulary used by youth people in movies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, and another thing I searched before coming here was clothing. I love to shop and wear appropriate clothing, so I searched what type of clothing people or girls use and stuff like that here. However, one thing I noticed that in Panama, girls dressed up more than they do here. I have noticed that girls normally wear a simple shirt, a short or a jogger, and shoes. They have a really comfortable style, and I like that. There's no pressure to dress up well. And the way we do in Panama,
mm-hmm.
in Panama, like, every day, girls come with different styles of clothing, and they dressed up every day. While here,
wow.
I just wake up and take out any t-shirt and a short, and I'm good to go.
Sure.
And I'm like, and I feel like inside part of a community where people are dressing like me. And I also prepared mentally. However, I knew I was not alone in this path because I had many other friends, like my other two friends with
mm-hmm.
me.
Sure, okay. And more specifically, did you have any fears when coming to the U.S.?
Well, I did have the fear of getting lost. I mean, it's a completely different country full with strangers,
yeah, sure.
and I think I have pretty much overcome that fear.
Okay, and what makes you say that?
Okay, so this is a funny, like a really funny story. So we were here, and one of my friends, Nathan, he was already here, like in Louisville,
mm-hmm.
and we asked him, like, where can we do our grocery shopping? He will say, Kroger's, you can go walking from the clubhouse, like the place we live,
mm-hmm.
or you can catch a tart. So we were like, no, it's too sunny, it was summer, and it's too sunny, we don't want to walk, we take a tart. We don't know how to take a tart. We know it's free, but we don't know how
right.
to. So we Google it. And in the apartment we do have Wi-Fi, so we Google it. Oh, and this is the tart you need to take. So we're taking this tart. In order to ensure that we are going to Kroger's, we ask the lady driving the tart if this tart goes to Kroger's.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, it goes to Kroger's. And we are like, is it nearby? And she's like, yeah, it's super nearby. So there's 15 minutes we are in the Targ, and I'm like, wait, she said nearby. For us, nearby is 10 minutes, and it's 15 minutes, and still the Targ is going on. So I stand up from my chair, and I go and ask her again, is Kruger's, like, nearby? And she's like, yeah, yeah, it's coming. We are 45 minutes in this Targ. Literally, we're sitting 45 minutes in this Targ, and then I'm like, where's Kruger's? And she's like, it's coming in 2 minutes. And then she was like, yeah, we're rich. So we go down, and we start shopping everything from Kroger's. Like crazy. Because me and my roommates were like, we don't have anything here. So we have to shop food,
sure,
house supplies, and everything. So we are shopping. And after we stop shopping, we need to go back. So we need to take the cart back. But it starts raining. Like, I have never seen it, such an amazing, like, such a full, strong rain in here.
Mm-hmm.
It was raining so much. And then we were like, wait, how are we supposed to carry all this in the Targ and then get home back, like clubhouse? And then we were like, we don't even know where to catch it. Then we were like, wait, we don't have phone numbers of the US, so we don't have Wi-Fi. And that means we don't have data. How are we supposed to search it? So there's a Staples next to Kroger's, and I enter and I ask this lady, so wait, there is an issue. We are lost. And she's like, what? And we were like, we were supposed to go to a Kroger that was nearby to the university, and the Targ lady brought us here. This was 1 hour. I don't know if that's the concept of nearby here. And she's like, no, there is a Kroger's like literally 5 minutes from your apartment. And I'm like, wait, so why are we here? So she called the university police, and she told them that we had some international students. They are lost. They don't have data. They don't have a phone number. And we don't know how to ask an Uber either, because...
Sure.
We don't have internet, so she called the university police, and the university police was like, no, that's not our area, that's too far away. So we are like, now we are lost. Then she's trying to call Taxi 7, and Taxi 7 is not picking up. We were all stressed out there, like literally crazy, and with so much stuff with us, because we buy so much stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then, thank God, a lady from the UPS, she was... Like, she was buying something, and she came to cash register, and she heard us. Like, we were lost. She's like, wait, I need to deliver this parcel to UofL campus. So if you guys want to sit, you guys can come in. So we actually came back to clubhouse in a UPS car, which was amazing. Because that's the first time we were like, oh, my God, this is so funny. We actually going back to our apartment in a UPS car. So, yeah, that's some stuff really happened when you're new.
That's awesome. Wow. Okay, so moving on more specifically to just life in the U.S. now, what were some misconceptions you had about the U.S. before you came?
Okay, misconceptions I had about the United States before I came here? People told me in Panama that Americans only speak one language, which is English. Even I took in Panama... a class called Cultures of America, and it was given by a professor from Louisville, and he was like, what do you call a person who speaks two languages? Bilingual. What do you call a person who speaks three languages? Trilingual. What do you call a person who speaks one language? He was like, Americans. And we were like, what? And he is from Louisville. It was so funny. I loved that class too. I learned so much about American culture, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, wait. But I want to say that that's not completely true. I mean, I have found people, like a lot of people, who speak Spanish and a very good Spanish. And I have made a connection with them. The American friends I have here are because they speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. And you bond really well with them. Another misconception I had, because of popular culture, is that Americans hate the Latin American culture. Which is completely false. I mean, I met so much Americans who love our food, our music, and our way of being. I mean, we have all of my roommates. We have like few American friends that every time we have like parties or something, we invite them and they come in and they really enjoy the music and stuff. And then they are like, can I bring this friend so they can know more about the culture? We're like, yeah, come in, just bring them. So it's amazing to share our culture with them.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so well, then what was the easiest and hardest part about your transition to life in the United States?
Well, the easiest part about transitioning to the U.S. was coming here and the environment of Louisville itself. Mm-hmm. Coming from a loud city to Louisville makes you feel relaxed and calm. You don't feel pressured or stuck. With this, I mean Louisville's environment is pretty much safe to explore, especially for international students. I remember going to Atlanta in the downtown area, and people were practically running, which is quite similar to Panama. I like those type of environment because I can relate to. However, it has its disadvantage. For example, if you're new, you get caught up, people are rushing everywhere, mm-hmm. and you don't know who to ask something if you want to. That's why I like Louisville's environment. It's quiet, safe, and you can ask people like practically anything, and they will give you an answer or at least an idea of what you wanted to know.
Mm-hmm.
The hardest part here was making friends. And still, it's the hardest mm-hmm. part here, I mean. Sure. In Panama, we make most of our friends at school, but making friends here is hard. I mean, the classes are too big. Every day, there is someone different sitting next to you. So you meet a person one day, and then you don't see that person again.
Mm-hmm.
The only way you meet people here is through group works, and after the group project is done, you don't see them again.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the other hand, there are people in big sororities and fraternities. They already know people in the class, so they hang out with themselves. I don't say it's a bad thing hanging around with people you already know. I mean, if I knew people in class, I myself would not hang out with new people because I already know them already and I already made like a strong connection and mm-hmm. a friendly connection with them.
Right.
With these people you already know. So mm-hmm. making friends is hard. You need to like try a little bit harder than the way we had to do in Panama. And Panama also had this advantage that classes are small, people speak the same language as you do. I mean, it's really comfortable for me to speak in Spanish than I speak in English.
Right,
so
right.
That's a setback mm-hmm. for me.
Sure, sure. Okay. So then what's been the best and worst thing about living in the U.S.?
Okay, so we'll start with the worst. The worst part about living in the United States is the climate. The climate can be harsh. I come from a country that is sunny throughout the year. We have rain, but it's sunny.
Right.
And on the other hand, Kentucky is a place that has all four seasons. The coldest we get in Panama City is 22 to 20 Celsius, while here we can get to cold temperature up to negative 15 Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing three layers, up to four layers of clothing sometimes, it's not comfortable at all. You feel very tired, and you feel like staying home and not going anywhere, especially if you have an early morning 8 a.m. class. Mornings here are pretty cold and foggy, and that makes you feel like staying home. Not only like going to classes, but also going to the groceries, gym, or eat outside.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to stay at home with the heater on. The best thing about living in the U.S. is the opportunities. I mean, you get to know a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
Not especially, so I have a setback, as I said, because mm-hmm. I don't speak really good English, I say. However, some friends tell me that, no, your English is good, but mm-hmm. still. So you meet a lot of people and there's a way more opportunity and you guys have a better educational quality than we do in Panama. So yeah, that's a good stuff I like about the U.S.
Have you been able to get used to the winter at all?
Yes, I think so. I mean, today is pretty cold according to the weather in Panama. It's 14 Celsius and I'm wearing something thinner. So I think I'm getting used to.
Okay, that's good. That's good. So since you've been here, how's your experience been in terms of exploring the city? Have you visited any interesting places while you've been here?
Oh, well, yes, I have visited places here. I must say that the city of Louisville is pretty calm. I come from a loud city in Panama with lots of tall buildings, and mm-hmm. Louisville is a different type of city, and I like it. I love the downtown area of the city because it makes me feel like I'm in a Hollywood movie. Like, I say this because it looks like I'm a super... like a super person from an upper class.
Sure.
I have visited many places here, such as the 4th Street, mm-hmm. and I love that place. It reminds me of Panama. However, the infrastructure is different. Like, it reminds me of a place in Panama called Casco Viejo or Casco Antiguo.
Mm-hmm.
Casco Viejo has an antique infrastructure, while 4th Street has a modern one.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar because of the environment. Like, you sit with your friends at a restaurant and enjoy your meal.
Mm-hmm.
We do this usually in Panama, like, meet up and eat. I also visited the Ford Bridge with my friends. It's amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love the wind and the color of constant changing color of the bridge.
Yeah.
We don't have the same structure in Panama, therefore it's unique. I like riding bicycle, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You have a great time with friends, I mean. I also mm-hmm. went to the Science Museum in downtown, which was pretty fun too. Oh yeah, and I love tailgates and the football games in fall.
Sure.
My college in Panama, as I said, it's small. Therefore, we don't have a football or any sports team. Therefore, last fall was the first time I experienced a tailgate in a live football game, I must say. I can say it was one of the best experiences I ever had here. you'll really get to see the American college culture.
Yeah.
Like how all the students, especially boys, are like really into the game. Like in QLU in Panama, we do watch all of the games Louisville football team plays. QLU organizes a game watch in beat-ups, and if Louisville is playing against FSU, then that's big. Because we have FSU in Panama too.
Right.
That's like our rival university in Panama. And people go crazy defending their teams. They bet and they do all kind of stuff. So FSU and Louisville games in Panama are big.
Yeah, I bet. Do you guys support, or I should say watch, you know, soccer a lot? Because I know that Panama made it into the World Cup this
year,
right?
Yeah, we love soccer. I mean, that's not our national sport, because our national sport is baseball.
Oh, really?
The youth, like, the younger generation, they love to watch football. We watch also the European Football League, like Barcelona and Real Madrid, which is two teams that really divide, like, soccer fans in Panama.
Right.
Yeah, we love soccer, and this is the first time we are going to Russia 2018.
Yeah.
And I will brag, because U.S. is not going. And I love, it's not, I don't love because U.S. is not going, but you guys, every year you guys go to the World Cup, and this is the first time we are going, and we were like, we didn't have the hope of we were going, but at the end, we were like, pretty much shocked when we were going. I remember... Yeah. I was watching the game. We were going to the World Cup, and everybody was crying. I mean, it's amazing the way we live football.
Right. Yeah.
So we will get to wear our country's T-shirt and just see them playing in Russia. Amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, for sure.
And we will also be like featuring in the Panini album. I don't know if you guys know what's a Panini album.
No. Go ahead.
Well, a Panini album is this album where people like collect all the like stickers from all the teams and players, and they paste it in this booklet they sell. Mm-hmm. They also sell the stickers, and you need to like collect each and every sticker and like fill all of the whole book.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a tradition in Panama. Every time a Waka comes, everybody buy this book and stickers. We waste a lot of money in that. And we practically fill it up. I've never done it, but I have a lot of friends who do it.
Yeah.
And then if they get like two or three stickers that are same, they interchange it with something else want. And it's like a football World Cup tradition.
Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Okay. So, anyway, getting back to life in the U.S., what would you say is your favorite place to eat here?
Okay, so my favorite place to eat here is Olive Garden. I love Italian cuisine. I love their combination of spices with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
We do not have Olive Garden in Panama, so I really enjoy it here. We do have other Italian restaurants in Panama, but Olive Garden is the best. I mean, I love it. Even for my birthday, I went there because I love it.
Yeah.
Another place I like to eat is El Nopal. They had a good food, and it's kind of have like a Latin American twist to their food, which I kind of enjoy.
Yeah, for sure. But you mentioned that you have beat-ups in Panama.
Yeah, we have beat-ups in Panama. You guys have beat-ups here too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, everywhere, for sure.
Oh.
That's really interesting. I had no idea. Okay, so speaking about differences, what's the difference about the American culture from yours that you've noticed?
Well, there are a lot of differences. One of them is the way of living. Like, Panamanians believe living in the moment, like living in the present. We never think about the future.
Mm-hmm.
We have this famous phrase like, vive el presente, veremos qué pasa mañana. Like, live in the present, we will see what happens in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Americans are about planification and organizing everything.
Mm-hmm.
They think about the past, the present, and the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a great quality.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can organize all your resources and stuff, and Panamanians don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a great quality, as I said. And Panamanians express themselves really differently. Like, Americans really enjoy their right of free expression. Like, they have a really strong opinion about everything, and they don't feel shy of expressing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a class, and I see people engaging on different and controversial topics, like, really freely. If that topic was discussed in a class in Panama, I bet nobody will say anything, because we don't raise our stuff. But it's something, every time we raise our voice, let me tell you, it's really big. We use slang for curse words, everything. Like, we are loud when something really matters to us.
Sure.
But we don't say anything unless it's like affects us.
Right. Okay.
Also, I like the recycling culture here. I think recycling is a great idea. In Panama, I would love to recycle more. Panama is like kind of starting to like to apply recycling concepts, and I love how the University of Louisville has like different garbage or cans where you can like put recycling stuff. I love that concept.
For sure. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. So, how would you have you been to any cultural events in Louisville?
Currently, I joined ISA, which is the Indian Student Association, in order to experience my culture. The association celebrates several events related to the Indian culture. For example, Diwali, Holi, which they call it colors here, and also DCD, which was last week.
Okay.
And yeah, it's a fusion and Bhangra dance competition where like 8 teams across the country were selected in order to compete here.
Wow.
It was a great event. I love ISA because it's kind of helped me be tied with my Indian background. I also get the chance to interact with them, which is amazing. There is no Panamanian association or organization on campus, which is pretty sad because I would love to have one and build a stronger relationship with my Panamanian culture. Nevertheless, last week I was in this meeting with the International Center, like a meeting of all the Panamanians with the staff of the International Center, and I got to know that there is an RSO of Latinos called LASO, and I will probably contact them in order to join the association. It's fascinating how there are different groups in the university, like so much diversity all around the campus, so you learn so much every day.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so in terms of your studies now at U of L, how did you choose your career, you know, and have you faced any obstacles?
Well, everyone in my family is somehow related to business, but I was never interested in that specific area. I always wanted to pursue a career in healthcare, but I did not know what exactly. However, in my senior year, I volunteered for an old age home in Panama in a small area outside the city called Howard's. A cool fact about Howard is that it used to be a United States Air Force base located within the Panama Canal Zone. The houses near the area were owned mainly by Americans. Well, going back to the question, I was volunteering at this old age home called Fundación Nueva Vida. I volunteered there for gaining community work hours. So in Panama, in order to graduate from high school or college, you need to do certain hours of community service.
Oh, wow.
Well, and I chose this foundation in order to do it. Even though I went to the old age home out of obligation in order like to complete my services, let me say it was one of the best experiences that I ever had in my life. At the old age home, I saw how important nurses are. Nurses were constantly taking care of a group of old people that they don't even know. These old people were practically abandoned by their families in a place with relatively low resources. The old age home had good infrastructure. However, they lacked of many things such as bed, food, and more space. So in this place, I saw how these old people considered these nurses as part of their family. In fact, many considered them as their only family. And the idea began to establish in my mind, and I immediately began thinking nursing as a career option for me.
Sure, yeah.
The obstacle I have faced right now are pretty much obstacles that can be solved easily. It might give you stress for an hour or two, but they are easy to solve, I mean. They are not hard to get rid of. So I come from Kiloe, Panama, and people who come from this program here, like students who come from QLU to UofL, are students who mainly studies communication, business, or engineering. So I mean staff, did not know anything about nursing or how to get like how to get in contact with a nursing school. They were pretty much lost like I was. I did not know how to admit myself to the nursing school, and neither they did. However, at the end of the road, I called, they called, everyone called, and everything was sorted out.
Did you ever work part-time for any jobs here in the U.S.?
I haven't applied for any job time, like job here part-time, but what I know about this is like any international student, we can only work in campus, I guess, it's 20 hours per week. As a nursing student, I don't know if there's a way I can work on campus on something related to my field in order to gain experience. I would love to work part-time on something related to nursing, like a CNA, like a nursing assistant or something. I know some nursing students who work at the Jewish Hospital or the Norton Hospital, and I would like to work on this hospital too, but I think I can't. I don't know about UofL Hospital in downtown. If I can work there, I might work part-time.
Okay, so moving on, and so in your future plans, where do you see yourself in 5-10 years?
So after I finish my BSN, which is my Bachelor of Science in Nursing, I'm thinking of getting an MSN, like Master of Science in Nursing, or a DNP, Doctor in Nursing Practice. I'm still undecided whether to concentrate my like my focus on anesthesiology or surgery, like to become a nurse anesthesiologist or a nurse surgeon.
Okay. And did you plan on staying in the United States to work, or did you plan on moving somewhere else, or kind of not sure yet?
I'm not sure yet if to work here or not, because as I know, we can do like a 1 year OPT, which is like a practical training here for a year, which is paid, but I don't know after that year, because I'm still thinking of doing my MSN and DNP here.
Okay, sure. So let's switch topics a little bit. We're going to move more into politics and race in the U.S. So just so you know, if you ever feel uncomfortable or you don't want to answer a question, then, you know, feel free to let me know, okay? So first question, how is the U.S. and specifically President Trump viewed in Panama? And have your views on U.S. politics changed since you've been here?
Okay, Panama has always been tied to the United States somehow, especially politically. Government officials in Panama take very into account or consideration anything said by any member of the government here. Talking about the President Trump, I can say he's viewed less seriously compared to President Obama. I can see it in that way, maybe because I only stayed in the country, like in Panama, approximately 5 months after President Trump took the presidential chair. I say President Trump is seen as less serious than President Obama because I remember every detail discussed by President Obama was shown in TV, be it small or irrelevant for Panama. However, in contrast, President Trump did not make so much news in my country. He was barely shown in the news. President Obama is loved in Panama. I remember that in 2015, I was senior in high school, and the Summit of the Americas was held in Panama. And President Obama came to my country, and I remember, like, everyone wanted to see him. Like, people went to the venue where the summit was held just to see him. That passion for an American president had been missing in Panama, especially for President Trump.
Oh, wow.
Currently, I'm not completely engaged in U.S. politics. I guess to know some stuff through Facebook and other social media platforms.
Sure.
For me, U.S. politics is like, President Trump is, he's the president of the U.S. That's it. The same as the Indian Prime Minister is Narendra Modi. Do you see a pattern here? I see President Trump as a president and not as a transformational or charismatic leader the way I saw President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama.
Okay. And have you heard anything about DACA?
I mean, yes, I've heard about DACA. I think it's a immigration policy. I mean, it reserves the right for people who entered as a minor illegally to a country. I don't think these people should be deported. I mean, they entered in the country when they were minor. I bet they don't even know, or they didn't even were asked if they wanted to go to the U.S.
Right.
Many don't even know what the U.S. was at that time. I acknowledge that entering to a country illegally is bad, very bad, but these people are not to be blamed. They entered the country forcefully. They practically lived more than half of their life in the U.S. And if they were deported back to their country, they have to start from zero, from scratch, and doing so is hard. Yeah. Some of these people came to their country when they were babies, and they don't even know the language of their country. Like, if they were deported back, for example, to Mexico or to Honduras or somewhere else, they don't even know the languages, like Spanish. They only know English, and that would be really hard for them. Therefore, DACA is a great policy created in order to ensure the right of these people. I don't know a lot about this, but I heard that President Trump wanted to eliminate or like phase out the policy, and I think that's bad. I mean, my country currently faces a lot of immigration problems because we have a lot of people from Venezuela coming illegally to our country. Of course, that creates a problem, but our problem is different. I mean, people are coming from Venezuela illegally like right now. That's why we are deporting people. But U.S. have a lot of chances. I mean, it's a big country. And it has a lot of metropolitan areas, so they can work. I mean, in Panama, most of the people, like, we have a population of 3.9 million people, and all of these people are living, like, in the city. Like, more than half of the population is in the city. And that, of course, creates a problem. But I think U.S. has a really spaced-out density of population, and I don't think so that's a problem. And already they know English, and they already I mean, I don't think they are criminals or something in order to be deported. I think they're good people. They are working hard in order to ensure like a better quality of life for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for that. So have you yourself faced any discrimination or racism in the U.S.?
So I must say that the people have a really narrow mind when they hear people speaking Spanish. Mm. First and foremost, like, they think we're Mexican, and secondly, they think we're illegal in the country. This happened to me when I was with my friends at a restaurant. We were there speaking Spanish, and one of the ladies in the group come in and was like, "Look, illegal Mexican." I was literally pretty shocked. Both of the stereotypes are not true. I mean, more than half of the countries in the continent, like the whole continent of America, speak Spanish, so not only Mexican. Plus, not everyone speaking Spanish is illegal. We have student visa, I mean. We did not say anything because we didn't want to make an issue out of it.
Right. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you. Did you ever experience any racism in Panama?
No, in Panama, I didn't experience any racism. Mm, okay. Just some people, like, outside the country, they are like, yeah, Panama's a third world country and stuff. But when they see the city, they are, like, pretty much shocked.
Right.
We have more skyscrapers than most of the city in the U.S., so.
Right. Okay. So, what do you personally think can be done about racism and prejudice?
I mean, racism and prejudice can be solved easily. It's something that grows since we are infants, toddlers, especially because the environment one grows in. In my opinion, it can be solved if we teach people in infancy tolerance. Mm-hmm. People need to learn the values of tolerance. People need to acknowledge the existence of opinion, behaviors, and action that one does not necessarily agree with.
Right.
But they do exist, and we need to learn to accept it, to live and continue moving on with it. If everyone together supports the cause of anti-racism, then racism won't exist. Because most people who have accepted that fact that there are some people who are different than us, and they're great. I mean, there's nothing bad about being different than somebody else.
Sure. Okay. Did you see any evidence of anti-blackness or anti-indigenous prejudice in your community?
I myself haven't seen any evidence of anti-blackness in my community. In fact, I live at a clubhouse apartment, an apartment affiliated with UofL, and I have seen people from all racial backgrounds. I've seen a lot of people of colors living in my building, and I think it's great. You build tolerance and learn different things every day. Most of the people who live in my apartment are affiliated with the university's athletic team. Sometimes I have a casual conversation with them, especially on the elevator, and it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I haven't seen any indigenous people, not even the university, not even the community, not anywhere I have gone. And I don't know why it's like that. Maybe I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to recognize indigenous people from the Americas, so maybe that can be one reason. But I would love to meet indigenous people from the America. That would be a great opportunity to learn about them and their culture and share it with my country when I go back.
Sure. So what would you say, from your perspective at least, is the most commonly held misconception about people of Panama and your culture?
The most commonly held misconception about people of my country is that we are lazy and we like everything to be given to us ready-made. That's absolutely not true. Panama is composed by a lot of hardworking people. And yeah, I acknowledge that we have some people who are lazy, but so do a lot of countries.
Sure.
I think U.S. might have lazy people too.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Panamanians are hardworking and loving.
Mm-hmm.
I think this misconception exists because of the history of the Panama Canal. I mean, the canal was constructed by the Americans, as everybody knows, but its control was given to us in the year 2000. And since then, people have the stereotype that we want everything given to us like gifted, which is not true. I respect the idea that the Americans did construct the canal in Panama, but it wasn't like gifted to us.
Right.
It was built in our land, and at the end of the day, like, the canal was ours because it was constructed in our area.
Yeah.
And you already, like, America's already run for 100 years, and that was the treaty signed, and that's it. But it's not we are lazy.
Right.
And if we will be lazy, we will never construct an expanded version of the Panama Canal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got the money from the first one, but still.
Nonetheless.
And It's not true, because a Panamanian in the rural areas will like wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning, go to the farmland, do farming, and come at home at 7 p.m. in the night. That's more than 12 hours of work. Mm-hmm. These people are not lazy. Or a Panamanian in the city working for a company will wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning, go to work, come home at 6 p.m. in the night. We are not lazy. We do work hard for things. Mm-hmm. I know that Americans are more of the doing mode, like Americans mm-hmm. believe in working hard to gain something. Panamanians are similar too. Just that we add a little bit of being mode to it, like work hard, but sometimes like take a break now and then enjoy life. We enjoy our carnivals. We enjoy our Holy mm-hmm. Weeks by going to the beaches and stuff. We love to party.
Right.
Yeah. In Panama, in Latin America, is like Panamanians in Latin America are considered fiesteros, like party people. Yeah. We love to party. Yeah, that's true. But sure. That doesn't mean we're lazy.
Right. Yeah. Wow, that's really interesting. Is there anything about Panama that you want us to know?
First of all, Panama is a great country with amazing people. Ours and sites to visit. Panama is great. And yeah, I want people to know that there is a country in Central America called Panama. And mm-hmm. it's not Panama City, Florida. And I want them to know that Panama is a lot more than the Panama Canal and the Panama Papers. Mm-hmm. Panama is a developing country. We are not full of jungle, snakes, etc. Panama City is a beautiful city with a very pretty skyline view. We have more skyscrapers than San Francisco, California. Important fact.
Yeah.
Many people consider Panama to be a third world country, and I want them to know that we are not. We are one of the fastest growing economy of our region, and ranks among the top in the best country to retire. Mm. If you ever get the chance to visit Panama, just do it. I guarantee you that you will have a great time. And not only that, I mean, we have this, like, I once remember I came here, and one of the first questions an American asked me was that, oh, you're from Panama, that's great. Do they have traffic lights? And we are like, like, all my friends were like, answered that ripple, and I was like, okay, so first of all, we do have traffic lights, a lot of them, and if we do not have traffic light, imagine what will happen with our traffic, because we live in traffic.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the misconceptions, like, Americans have, how come we don't have traffic light? Other question I was asked, which was weird, if we do have pizzas, which is like a national food, I think, or the world national food, I guess. Yeah. It's Italian, but it's a world national food.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to move on a little bit and just ask some questions about Panama in general now. Could you describe a little bit about what you and your friends in Panama did for fun?
Well, Panamanians, like everybody in Panama, like high school people or college people, mm-hmm. like for us, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays are like pretty much amazing. I mean... School's over, like, we really enjoy our weekend. We don't do homeworks on our weekend, I must say that. Mm-hmm. We in Panama, like, the youth culture is, like, going to watch movies, like, every weekend. Mm-hmm. So, we really watch Hollywood movies. Like, we we pay a lot of money to Hollywood, like, literally. Because we are, like, a group of 20, like, the whole classroom goes, and then that way mm-hmm. we bond, we watch movies. And there's an... Oh, for example, me, every time I finish, like, the finals, I go for shopping. Like, literally to stress myself out. And that's something I can't do here, because the mall is pretty far. Mm-hmm. So what I do is Amazon shopping, which is kind of fun. However, sometimes I get confused. I mean, I don't know if that teacher would flip me or not.
Right.
But that's the cons of buying stuff online. But it's amazing. Another stuff about the Panamanian culture, about the youth, is, like, we go bowling. Or we go to this game box, a place called Game Box, which is similar to Chuck E. Cheese, just that a teenage version.
Right, right.
Even though we are college student and not teenager anymore, we do, like, we go and play, even like a small kid. So we have this hockey stuff and that. Mm-hmm. Oh, and we also go to concerts in Panama. Mm-hmm. Like, we constantly have Latin American singers such as J Balvin, Nicky Jam, Ozuna, and people. Mm-hmm. And Bad Bunny, people like from different singers from around Latin America that are like really famous in our age. We just go and enjoy their concert, which is pretty fun.
Okay, is just a quick question, is Are American artists also popular in Panama as well?
Oh, yes, we are. Like, they are, for sure. I mean, I remember there was a Justin Bieber concert.
Oh, wow.
And it's fame. I mean, he is big time in Panama.
Oh, wow.
Justin Bieber came. Tickets were sold out. Girls shouting. Like,
yeah.
It's the same as, I think it's similar to U.S., I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if that happens in the U.S.
Yeah, it does.
Like, Justin Bieber was coming. There were girls, like, sleeping outside the store just to get the first tickets.
Right.
He's big. I love him too, but he's. I didn't want to his concert because tickets are expensive,
right.
But he's big time. And not only him, we had different singers too, such as Jonas Brothers, where I was young, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry. We have different people coming from the U.S. just to sing here.
That's cool.
We always expected One Direction, which is a UK group, to come, but they never did. They will be a big time if they will have come to Panama, making a lot of money.
Right, yeah, okay.
Like, Justin Bieber's concerts are so big, they are not, like, held, like, normally the way we held concerts. So we held concerts always in Figali Convention Center, which is in Causeway. But when Justin Bieber comes, we have to, like, do it in a stadium. Like, because people really, really, like, want tickets
right.
and stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah, and just to kind of follow up about you talking about what you did for fun, how do the things that you guys did in Panama compare to, like, what you would do here in the United States for fun?
Okay, so it's really hard to do stuff that, like, the same stuff we did in Panama to do it here. Because, I mean, we don't have a car. Like, none of our friends have one. So sometimes we ask other friends to take us. Or, like, simple, like, what we do, like, on Fridays or Saturdays, not on Sundays, because Sundays we need to study or do homework for the whole week.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is, like, just gather up in a place, eat together or something. We, like, now and then, just to, like, watch great movies, like, movies that are great, we just go to the movies and watch them, like Black Panther, or movies that are famous. We do go to the movies because Uber costs a lot, so yeah. And what else we do is... Oh, if we need, like, if everybody needs to shop, then we do an Uber and we share it and we split the money. So that's a good way in order not to, like, take all the expenses on
right.
transportation.
Yeah.
And the place where we live, the clubhouse, they have, like, a mini game room. So they have pool there. I don't know how to play pool, but I make myself, like, oh, yeah, I know how to play pool. And then I'm losing all of the games. But, yeah, we play pool. Like, today, one of my friends, everybody's gathered up right now playing pool because it's Thursday, and every Thursday we do that.
Okay. Just a quick question. Just to elaborate on what you're talking about earlier, how does shopping in Panama, because I know you said you love to, compare to shopping here in the U.S., because I know you had to get transportation here. I'm just curious on, you know, what items you get, if you notice any differences, if it's more fun one place or the other.
Okay, so the stuff I was shopping is that in Panama, I already know where, like, which shops I can get my stuff. So I know, like, this and this and this are the shops I need to go, because I need to. I mean, I know I will get good stuff there. While in U.S., because I'm recently here, so I need to explore stores. Like, I go to this different store, like H&M and different places, and just, like, see and explore everything, and that's it. But I also get noticed that branded stuff in Panama are way more expensive than branded stuff in the U.S. So I try to buy branded stuff here. For example, my sister... She's another shopping addict like me, I guess. And she's constantly like, I want a Coach purse, or I want this, an MK purse or something. And I tried to buy it for her and then send it to Panama one way or another, like when a student is going back or when I'm going to Panama back or something. I haven't gone Panama back since I came here in August, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all the questions we really have for you today. So... we just wanted to, at the end here, just get a list of your basic information for the viewers to know. So if you could just, you know, tell us a little bit about your name, age, and what you're doing here and how long you'll be here.
Okay. My name is Rimpa Patel. I grew up in Panama City, Panama. I'm 20 now because I just had my birthday, so I'm like 19. Well, I'm 20. I'm old now, a year older. I'm studying nursing. I'm currently in lower division for nursing. I will be applying for upper division on May 1st, so I hopefully get in and I can continue studying nursing. Otherwise, I will have to change my career to something mm-hmm. else if I don't get in. What else can I say about myself? Well, I love Louisville. Mm-hmm. I kind of think that, like, it's part of the culture. Like, I'm part of the culture right now.
Yeah.
And the other stuff I, like, would love to say is that I miss my family. I mean, I really would love to go back. And yeah. I am currently in Louisville for around 2 years and a half. And mm-hmm. if I do my master's, then that will be 3 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, I plan to go back when I finish my studies in order to engage in like an actual work yeah. in Panama.
For sure. Okay. Well, we just want to say thanks so much for giving us this information, this outlook on your life in Panama. It's actually been really interesting. And thanks so much again.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, I hope you have a good day.
Same to you.